advocates have been a discussion for quite some time around vaping and our rangatahi. But it does raise really important issues, not just about vaping when it's impacting on our tamariki, but what about their mental health? What about other social issues impacting their lives? Should we be talking about the holistic approach to health for our rangatahi rather than separating out different types of issues singling out different types of issues like vaping on their own? There must be a way of ensuring that our whole being of our rangatahi is taken care of. Here to talk to us about these issues, our Mare Kura Takuta Marewa Glover. She joins us now. Me tukumihi kia koe. Marewa, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, kia ora, Claudette. Lovely to talk to you again.
So there was some discussion about vaping and the impacts on vaping on our rangatahi. We absolutely understand it. We understand the impact of smoking on our rangatahi. But do you think that vaping, smoking, is just one part of a bigger jigsaw puzzle around health issues that we actually need to address is in its entirety as opposed to just individually or singly?
Hi, Tika. We really need to be looking at this. You know, as Māori, we look at it from a holistic perspective, and we need to be looking at youth mental health. That's the real crisis here. And rather than getting sort of all panicked about this, you know, vaping moral panic that's being whipped up about vaping, you know, the Māori perspective would be to say, what's going on, like you said, for our rangatahi? And let's look at it in perspective, okay? So Ministry of Health statistics for 2019-2020 for young people aged 15 to 17-year-olds. So drinking alcohol at least weekly are about 9%. Binging on alcohol, so this can be serious. You can have serious harm from binging on alcohol, injury, etc., 4%. But 22% of high school students in the Youth 19 survey had participated in binge drinking at least once in the last 4 weeks. So that's quite a high number. In that same survey, they found that 4% of high school students were smoking cannabis weekly or more often. And though they reported that's relatively stable, you know, it's not changing that much over time, smoking cannabis is now more prevalent than weekly cigarette smoking. So weekly cigarette smoking is now down to 3%. We've done really, really well to bring that down. Now, people, when they talk about vaping, they're often really, really concerned about young people getting addicted to nicotine. So how many are actually forming a dependency on nicotine? You really look at the daily rate. So daily smoking of cigarettes, tobacco cigarettes, is 3%. It's the same as the weekly figure. Now, with vaping, in the Youth 19 survey, high school students, 8%, about 8% or nearly 8%, are vaping at least weekly. But only 2% vape on a daily basis. And that's what I was saying about if you're worried about people becoming dependent upon it, it's even less than how many are still dependent on and addicted to smoking cigarettes, 2%. We mustn't lose sight of the much higher rates of drinking alcohol, of binging on alcohol, of things that represent a greater risk to our children and our young people. And also, in the police stats, like in that same 1920 year, over 9,300 young people aged 10 to 19 were victims of assault, including sexual assault, reported to the police. And assaults reported to the police is only, you know, I'm not going to say tip of the iceberg, but it certainly doesn't represent the extent of the violence that our children out there are facing. You may have heard about the recent news item of high school students in Albany, where I live, being threatened with rape, and those threats were being sent by Snapchat. What's going on for our kids in school? Are they safe in school? Why aren't the media asking these high school principals, who are all up like, oh, looking under toilet doors to try and catch kids vaping, why aren't media asking them how many kids do they currently have on their suicide watch lists? How many students have they lost to suicide in the last 1 to 2 years? How many students are getting kicked out of school for serious misconduct involving sexual harassment, violence, drug use, and dealing? Things that are a real risk to the other kids in the school. Most kids don't smoke, don't vape, and don't drink alcohol. But they are at risk by those other kids that are being kicked out. And that needs to be looked at. You know, are schools, how toxic is it getting? How many kids are dropping out because they don't feel safe? 23% in the Youth 19 survey, high school students reported serious psychological distress. 6% in the last year had attempted suicide. That's the serious problem we should be talking about. And I'm really worried that this whipping up a panic about vaping is distracting, and it's going to stop people looking at mental health overall for our youth. Where's the help? How long are the waiting lists? That's the real crisis.
Thank you very much for that. So, but is can we not talk about vaping in on its own? So I started off saying, talking to you about, you know, talking holistically about all the impactors on our rangatahi. But is it also incorrect then to talk about individual crises like suicide on its own, as Mike King does, like vaping, as you do, smoking, as others do? Does there need to be a coordinated attack on these issues as well as a front-on attack to these individual issues? Can we not do both a two-pronged attack on it?
I think the Western cutting things up into, you know, different problems or trying to create it, is that's a mistake. And that, you know, really, why are kids putting themselves at risk? Why are they self-harming? And some of it will be curiosity, and obviously this whole whipping up a panic about vaping and a big rah-rah about it. You know, a lot of young people have been introduced to the concept of vaping via anti-vaping campaigners. They wouldn't have known about it if the anti-vaping campaigners hadn't made such a big to-do about it. The Asthma and Respiratory Foundation campaign, which was called Don't Get Sucked In, which targeted young school children. Even my own daughter got it across her computer. Ads from that campaign, from the anti-vapers, and they were even telling New Zealand children that you could vape cannabis. We didn't even have that phenomenon here. They just copied stuff from the States. So curiosity is a thing, a fad. You know, new things are often a fad, and that will spread through. What we really need to look at is the psychological distress. What drives young people to, you know, you're always going to have some experimentation. We need to focus on what is the risk. So one of the surveys I did with intermediate school parents, actually some time ago, I looked at what are you most concerned about as a parent of an intermediate school age child. Smoking didn't even rank. That was like fifth. You know, they were more worried about bullying, their child being bullied, violence, and I think it was, you know, drug use. And even smoking, and we didn't have vaping then, even smoking was only fifth on the list. So ask parents what they're most concerned about. They're the ones, you know, who are losing sleep at night over their children having thoughts of suicide or self-harming. You know, the Youth 19 survey, 21% of high school students having serious thoughts of suicide. That's the crisis. Mike King is right. That is the crisis. And vaping is way down the list. You've got to look at the continuum of risk of harm. What's most immediate in terms of harm to our kids? Focus on that. Let's do something about that.
Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon.